When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on the Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. It's time now for our regular series, Building Business Around Town, presented by Associated Bank.
I'm Bennett Wakenight with WGN Radio, and this is Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank. And we're here at Hotel EMC2, and this is Scott Greenberg, President and CEO of Smash Hotels, Smash Residential. Scott, thank you so much for having us here today.
Bennett, thanks for coming out and seeing us. Always excited to talk to you, and I know we had a chance to get together back at 444 Social right. earlier this year.
Yeah, and speaking of 444 Social, for those who've seen the video, if you haven't, you can kind of get a little bit of a background, but that's a little bit different from the hotel side. That's the residential living. So give us a little bit of background of what we talked about there.
You know, Ben, it's really interesting that you phrase it that way, residential and hotel, and a lot of people think, you know, that's suburban residential and has nothing to do with like downtown boutique hotels. Nothing in common, but actually there's a lot of DNA that connects one to the other. And where the DNA is, if you remember back at 444 Social, what we did is we built a place that connected people, so incidents where our residents could get to know one another and lead to friendships and hopefully lifelong relationships. And that's actually happening now. Now, how does that extend out to Hotel EMC2 about art and science? Well, the DNA is that we're trying, and what we're doing here is to create a space where people would connect with each other and generate ideas and insights and just love to be together and hopefully lead to the next world-changing idea. And maybe that does happen here, but it is, as always, goes back in service about bringing people together. That's the connection. And the other part, frankly, is that to do, whether it's 444 Social, which is a highly unusual dynamic project, but it's outside the bounds of what, you know, residential apartment developers are supposed to do, you need a lender that is willing to stretch and think creatively. And that's true here as well. When you go outside and build a boutique hotel in downtown Chicago, you know, most lenders are going to recoil and go, hey, but Associated Bank was that kind of lender that, you know, rolled up their sleeves. The people there are amazing, and they got what we were doing. So that's why we're happy to work with them. That's another one of the connections.
So we touched on the Smash residential side of the business, but now we're here at Hotel EMC2, which is the Smash hotel side of the business. So give us a little bit of the background of your experience when it comes to real estate in the hotel industry.
Yeah, I actually started in the hotel business of 20 years ago. And it was out at a project where I was doing my first hotel, and I put together a couple of restaurants with a limited service hotel. And I saw this incredible connection that you built between the two. And later I built another hotel downtown, which was next door to this hotel. It's a Marriott Fairfield. It had a lot of success with that. And then I went on and built a hotel called the Witt Hotel, which is downtown next to Chicago Theater, and it really became a lightning bolt in changing things up in the hospitality industry in Chicago. And that's kind of been my reputation of the company, is doing game-changing things. So I brought that knowledge and other experience here, creating another level of experience, which is not just about, the Wit is known for partying and that kind of experience. This, we wanted to bring people together in different ways to really breed a conversation and insight and interaction. And I'm really proud it's working here.
So walk us through some of the art people might see, some of the science that guests might interact with as well.
We're here at the Albert restaurant, which I'm very proud of. And, you know, one of the there's a lot of features of this. It's a 30-foot tall space, and we have, this is one symbol behind us, which is a mural done by a local artist named Jonathan Plotkin, and it depicts all these interesting and curious people. They're engaged and they're libating a little bit. They're enjoying a little something to drink, some food. They're having a good time. But the idea was, is they're all interesting, having fun, but learning from one another. And of course, in the mural behind the bar, it's the bar is being tended by none other than Dr. Albert Einstein. So it is in that spirit, but it comes to our infusory, which hangs over the bar, which is basically a giant planter, colorful planter. Artworks from 30 giant artworks are in here. And then, of course, you know, the food itself is art here, and we have a quiet environment, so it's very conversation friendly. Our chef does an incredible job creating, you know, delicious food, and so that all comes together when people are here enjoying themselves, learning from each other, and just having a good time.
What are some of the other factors or trends that you're seeing that are evolving on the forefront?
The hotel market has gotten, to me, very same light. Everybody's on trend on what is the latest furniture, what is the latest color, and what is the latest experience. But what's harder to do, and where I wanted to jump beyond the trend, is not just about what the latest decor is or seating, but I wanted to affect people deeper, which is, I say, between the ears. I wanted to challenge them to think and create an atmosphere, an environment. So the world has continued. The consumer wants more and more experience in their life. And that doesn't mean just a core, it's part of it. It's more interesting and immersive, but they also want meaning connected with it.
Well, obviously it must have taken a lot of heavy lifting when it comes to finding the success here at the hotel and with their other projects. And Associated Bank was a big player into making that all happen. So talk to us a little bit about the role that Associated Bank plays within the business.
Again, I go back to the fact that, you know, I do things that are a lot of people are not necessarily comfortable with. A lot of bankers aren't, because it is challenging the norm, and I'm doing something different. One, you need that kind of partner, but you also need a partner when you do these kind of projects, whether it's 444 Social or Hotel EMC2, problems come up. And so you need a banker partner that can navigate through some of the things that they don't, timing doesn't go right, a supplier doesn't hit, and we need to substitute this or that, and sometimes we need a bit more loan proceeds, believe it or not, and a banker who trusts you is there for you. So, you know, Associated Bank is an incredible partner that way.
Going back to your role as sort of an industry influencer with the hotel scene, what do you see next as far as your projects, or as far as, you know, what people might be seeing in their hotel stays going forward in Chicago?
Well, I mean, I think everybody is trying to find, you know, how they can be distinctive, and various hotels are always a number of them. Over, you have a lot of the same hotels open up. When people just want to dive for the bottom, I can build it cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. That's one strategy, and maybe I can get lower cost. I don't follow that strategy. I follow a strategy of trying to create more immersive experiences. So it is, and what I've done for 20 years and continues, I've added various layers of technology onto what's happening in culture. So I look at culture, I look at what people are interested in, and then I look at sort of the bleeding edge of technology and how I can layer those two together before anybody else spots it, to create another atmosphere that is even more intensive and more dynamic. Because, you know, millennials, and we all are getting so bored, you know, so quickly, and so it's the intensity that you bring new experiences, it's the seamless nature that you bring it in, and to make it economical, you're leveraging technology, understanding of culture, and where those two converge to come out with something that's fresh and new.
Well, Scott, it's very exciting to see everything going on here at Hotel EMC 2 and all the other projects that you have either have done before or going forward. But how do you see the relationship with Associated Bank growing as you continue to move?
The people that I work with at Associated Bank, you know, do ask me, what's your next project? And so, you know, they're the kind of people I'm going to obviously go to first, because, you know, Scott Greenberg and Smash Hotels and Smash Hotels, you know, can't do something ordinary. So I need somebody that I trust. So they're my first call, because I'm going to ask them something. They're going to probably go, really? And then they'll kind of go, okay, I get it. So that's how it works.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for having us here at Hotel EMC 2, talking a little bit about the hotel side of Smash Residential, Smash Hotels. It was great learning about the other side of the business.
Ben, it was fun. Thank you for coming out and seeing me.
Thanks, Bennett. And Scott, again, it's Building Business Around Town, presented by Associated Bank.